we want Nuisen to be a global brand. So this was great to be able to work with athletes outside of our own market. And that's something I don't think we necessarily would have been able to do had it not been for Sports Indoors.
Hi everyone, I'm Manav Bhatia and welcome to The Sit Down, the podcast that explores the mindset, motivations and opinions of the talent, brands and right holders represented by Sport Indoors. Today we discuss how companies of all sizes and vintage can appoint professional athletes as brand ambassadors without having to spend those big bucks. This season of The Sit Down is sponsored by Nuisen, a company that offers a naturally made range of body care products tailored for those into sports and into an active lifestyle. On this episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Maria O'Donnell, Sales and Marketing Manager for Nuisen. Maria began working with Nuisen at the end of 2019, but has been working in marketing for over 8 years in the area of cosmetics and supplements across the UK and Irish markets. My conversation with Maria is up next. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to the show. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Manav. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good,
thank
good.
Thank you so much. We are very excited to have you here today, and I'm excited about this conversation.
Great, great. Yeah, I'm delighted to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Fabulous, fabulous. I can see that you have your standee right behind you. Yes. So that's the Nuisen standee right behind
you. Absolutely.
Brilliant, brilliant. We would like to give our fans a bit of an idea about what Nuisen is about. So if you could tell us about some of your products and who it's meant for.
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem. So as you can see from our lovely backdrop, our nice green branding. So Nuisen is a range, as you've already mentioned in the intro, it's a range of natural body care products specifically tailored for sports and active people. So the objective behind the development of the range was to create products that were, as I mentioned, tailored for sports and active people, that were natural and, you know, that weren't just a product that says sport on the front and, you know, doesn't really do much. We wanted them to be very functional, but also, you know, natural and sustainable. So we have four products in our range at the moment, and I might go through each one if you don't mind. It won't take too long.
Absolutely.
But just to give people an idea as to what each of the products do and how they actually complement the lifestyle of someone who is sporty or active. So our first product and kind of our hero product is our foot spray, our Nuisen Active Foot Spray. And it has antibacterial and antifungal properties. And obviously, if you're into sports or have an active lifestyle, you can imagine your feet are very important, and to keep them healthy, and you don't want to be picking up any kind of athlete's foot or anything like that. So using this kind of product will help prevent that. So that would be, as I said, our hero product and one of the most prominent ones in the range. One of my favorite products. I know we're not supposed to have favorite products. We're supposed to love them all the same, but I do have a favorite, and it's our Nuisen Active Body Wash. Lovely. I think this one is fantastic for sports people because it's enriched with magnesium and arnica. So it's really, really good for muscle recovery. So if you're doing intense workouts, if you're doing even just long walks, it doesn't have to be, you know, for sports people specifically, but if you lead an active lifestyle, this is going to be a really, really good product for you. We also have our active body wipes, okay, which are individually wrapped. There you go, little body wipes. And they are 100% biodegradable. They are made from plant-based fibers, and they're enriched with active ingredients like lactic acid. And how that works is it actually eliminates the bacteria that causes body odor. So if you're on the go in between, you know, the gym and going to work, or you commute to work or traveling or anything like that, these are really, really handy for bringing along with you. And then the last product in the range, I already said I had a favorite, but I also love this, which is our gift set. It's a good set. And it has our body wash and our wipes in it. So it's a really a really nice way to introduce yourself to the range, but also it's a great gift. So if you're thinking about getting something for the active person in your life, not just for Christmas, but birthdays or any time of the year, you can always gift. It's a nice one to give. So that's all of the products currently in our range. And I think I've kind of highlighted from an individual yes. basis, but in general, what we wanted to try and achieve with the range was to kind of be the go-to body care range for sports and active people. And that if somebody tries the foot spray, for example, and they really, really love it, which we find that they do, we have a lot of returning customers who love that particular product, that they might think, oh, wow, this has really worked for me. Let's check out the rest of the range, and that they'll also be quite complementary to their lifestyle as well. So that's kind of my general overview of
that's
of the
lovely,
brand.
Lovely. That's lovely to know you've got these four products, you've got the gift set, which people yeah. can really use for all occasions. So it's fantastic. You've talked about the qualities and you know, which go into making these natural products mm-hmm. for sport and active wear people. So it's really good to know. And I think our audience listening in also will walk away with great information about, you know, these range of products now available with Nuasen. How did you really find out about Sport Endorse, Maria?
It was initially introduced to us by our founder, Dara Scott. So he must have come across it through some media. I'm not exactly sure, but he mentioned it to the team on a team call we had one day. And he said, have you heard of this Sports Endorse thing? And I was like, I actually haven't, which I was surprised at, because usually I'm the one who likes to bring the new and innovative ideas to the table. I thought, oh, I must look into a little bit more. And a previous colleague of mine had actually worked with you guys before.
Right.
So when I did a little bit of homework, did a little bit of rooting around, I thought, oh, this is really, really interesting. I want to learn more. And that's kind of how the conversations started.
Fantastic. Okay. So your founder also knows about our company, and I suppose the rest of the people in the company also know about Sport Endorse.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
It's been a prominent topic of conversation over the last couple of months. So that's good.
Lovely to hear. I'd like to ask you next, Maria, around your target audience. You said appeals to the active wear people, the sport people. Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you, is that the reason why you've actually now signed up a lot of elite athletes to be the brand ambassadors, to be the face of Nuasen products?
Absolutely. That was our primary reason for getting involved with Sports Endorse. From the outset, when we launched, I mean, we launched at the beginning of last year, which was probably a challenging time for a new brand because of COVID, and that obviously had an impact on our marketing tactics, our strategy, and how we got the message across to people. In an ideal world, launching a new brand, you'd like to be able to do a physical event and launch it in person, and also attend events and meet people face to face. But when that wasn't feasible, we spent a lot more time and focus on getting our message across through digital means, which I guess most brands were doing throughout 2020 and into this year as well. So because of that, and our focus on our website, on our social media channels, we really wanted to get across the message that this is a range of products for active people and people who are involved in sports. I mean, anyone can use the products. It's not like it's only specifically for these people, but it's very complementary to that particular lifestyle. And I felt from a marketing perspective, if we had involvement with actual sports people, professional and semi-professional sports people, and their imagery and content was used on our social media channels and on our website, that when people landed there, they would instantly know, oh, well, I'm into sport, or I like to lead an active lifestyle. When I see their images, I know this is the brand for me. And we just wanted it to be very clear straight away from, you know, the imagery and the type of language and stuff that we use. So dealing with the athletes that we are dealing with now has certainly helped from that perspective.
Great. And do you have, so you're saying that these athletes, which are there on your website, mm-hmm. anyone on the Nuosyn website gets to see the imagery. There's a direct association with the sport element. Now, so you've got these sport ambassadors. Can you tell us how they're a little different from the average influencers also available in the market?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we're dealing with these professional sports people. And early last year, we had, you know, a mix of sampling out to different kinds of influencers throughout the year. And obviously, we will sample out to media and that as well. And the difference, I suppose, between dealing with professional sports people and your actual social media influencers, they are quite different. I suppose, in my personal opinion, a social media influencer is fantastic at what they do. Their job, in essence, is to influence their followers. And a lot of the time, their followers can be quite broad, and their channel can appeal from, we'll say, a lifestyle perspective and a beauty perspective. And so that could kind of incorporate makeup and cosmetics, and not in, in every case. I mean, I'm just talking about general lifestyle influencers. Obviously, there is specific sports and fitness influencers. But that is their primary focus, is the creation of content for the purpose of putting it out on social media. Whereas dealing with an athlete, professional sports person, that the sport is their primary focus. That's their job. And, you know, what they put across and the brands that they decide to work with, you know, is a direct reflection on their profession as well. So they're not going to deal with a brand that they don't feel, you know, ties in well with their sporting side of things. And I suppose the type of content that they can produce for you will be different as well. We can't expect them to be at the same level when it comes to content creation, because that is not their job. It's totally different. But I would say they just need a little bit more guidance in terms of what you need from them or what you want from them from a brand. So I guess that's I hope that's clear in terms of what I mean by the difference between them. It's just the expectation in terms of what they can do from a social media perspective would be different. And their audience is different and is narrower. There would be less of an expectation, I suppose, from a fan or follower perspective, that a sports person will be talking about brands on a regular basis. There wouldn't be as many brand collaborations as there would be with a social media influencer. You kind of expect to see that on their channel nearly every day. It doesn't come as a surprise, whereas with your sports people, it's much more limited, which is good, obviously, from our perspective, because we know they're, you know, not going to be dealing with lots of different brands all of the time, that we can be quite a focus for them.
That's great to know. And I see what you mean. The authentic image which a elite sports person gives out is much different than what a social media influencer or even a sport influencer on social media would offer. And, you know, for those retail people following their favorite stars, favorite elite sports people, the credibility which they really lend by being the face of a brand is more from the point of view that they actually like it. And it's also the fact that, you know, if I'm a fan of this sports person, if he uses it, you know, I kind of want to use it.
You know, worship definitely.
Element really.
And there's definitely an aspirational element to aspirational. You know, following a sports person, you really believe that what brands they're kind of working with you know, that they personally really, really love them as well. And in our experience with the sports people that we have worked with through Sports Indoors, they genuinely love the brand. I mean, they've given us their testimonial. And then after they're messaging the same, but genuinely though, I do really love it. I'm like, I know, thank you. I'm really, really glad, because that was one of the things I really wanted to get across, was I wanted the people that we're going to be working with to sample the products and really love them before we progressed any further. And that was kind of the approach that we took. So we know that everyone who is talking about our products is a genuine 100% fan, because outside of your social, I was going to say social bubble, I'm so used to saying that, but outside of your social media circle, like, they're going to be talking to people in the sports world, their teammates, their family, their friends, and we want them to be talking about Nuss and telling all of those people how much they love it as well. It's not just about them talking to camera and saying, I love Nuss. It's much more than that. So we're really lucky with the people that we've worked with.
Brilliant, brilliant. You were talking about some of the athletes that you're working with on the Sport Indoors platform. Mm-hmm. Would you like to share with our listeners how your experience has been on this platform, Maria?
Absolutely.
Whether it's easy, whether it's difficult.
Well, not going to say it's difficult, but I won't share who we're working with, because for anyone who's interested, go and check us out on Instagram and check out our website. You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. There's lots of details there about the different athletes that we're working with. So I'm obviously going to plug us where I can and get people to have a look for themselves and see, you know, how that collaboration has worked. Using the platform itself, it was so easy. I mean, if you're anyway like technical, it's so easy to use. The one thing that I was really, I suppose, shocked or surprised about when I initially signed up was I couldn't believe that I was now going to be able to potentially access so many professional athletes. I thought, wow, we're a small brand, we're a new brand, we're still, you know, trying to build momentum and get the message out there, I suppose. And I didn't think it was going to be feasible for us to actually collaborate with these people. Under normal circumstances and in the past, pre-Sports Indoors, I would have found it much more challenging to set up these types of collaborations, or maybe it would have been a longer lead time and maybe a bigger expectation. It was nice to be able to just kind of get started and get going as soon as I kind of set up and get the opportunities set up. And I suppose that was the platform itself, very easy to use, but outside of the platform, the team, you know, yourself and Trevor, who I was dealing directly with, it was brilliant. Really, really easy. We had a call. I've had multiple calls with you and back and forth in email. And all of that makes such a difference. I think the personal side to it, I felt like as a brand, I was quite valued, which was great. In some instances, you can feel because you're a small brand that maybe, you know, you're going to be outweighed by bigger brands and be of less importance and less relevance. But I suppose that's what's great about Sports Indoors, is there's so many athletes, so many brands. There's going to be loads of different types of matches. And I knew that if we got set up, that we would find the right matches, and we did. I'm not going to say it's like the Tinder of brands and sports people, but it's a little bit like that. There was a nice connection built up. So yeah, I was really happy with that.
Well, fantastic to hear your experience and to really see that we've actually been able to offer you some value through this platform. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're really about. We're really here to give all the new upcoming brands a platform where they can actually, you know, get a conversation going with elite professionals who fit really with their campaign objectives. Now, I want to ask you next, Maria, about how the experience has been with the athletes you've actually formalized and brought on to your company as ambassadors. You know, how is their delivery been in terms of what was discussed on the platform? And, you know, now they're doing the comms for you on social channels. If you can tell us the kind of impact that is having for you as a brand.
Absolutely. So we were dealing with a number of different sports people from different areas, different levels, I suppose, of awareness and followership and all that. So we wanted to have a mix of people, which we got, and it was an absolute breeze from the outset working with all of them. I mean, there is a point where you have to take it offline and take it away from Sports Endorse and actually physically get the work done. If it had been in a perfect world, I would have loved being able to set up real life meetings and meet in person and maybe get some stuff, some proper photography done, but we couldn't do that. So considering the restrictions that we had and the limitations, the amount that we actually achieved was really impressive. I suppose a certain amount of that was down to the organization. I mean, you have to be organized and planned with your objectives and what you want and what you want to achieve, because you can't expect the sports people that you're dealing with to just, you know, give you what you want if you don't tell them and you don't give them, you know, times and dates and, you know, a proper plan. And I did that with each of them and they all delivered. They've given me everything that I asked for and everything that was agreed. The agreements were made on Sports Endorse platform and then we just kind of fulfilled them, you know, throughout the course of the last number of months. And I was dealing with them directly through WhatsApp and on Instagram as well. So, you know, I was really happy with how it turned out. I do think it was, you know, two-way street that I had worked with sports people in the past, so I suppose I had that kind of experience and knew that you had to be organized from the outset, but it kind of goes like anything, any kind of marketing tactic. I mean, if you were running an event, it'd be the exact same. You have to be organized, but I found that very straightforward, and anything that I needed, you know, redone, or if we needed any kind of back and forth, everyone was really open, and there was no issues. I mean, I'm really happy with how it's gone. So
no, it's fantastic to know how in this really strange times of where, you know, the one-to-one meetings are absolutely cut off, we've still managed to, you know, kind of get these campaigns going,
yep.
You know, where the athlete has actually been able to, via online means, deliver the service. So it's really encouraging to know. And it speaks about how everyone is really learning to adapt to these strange times.
And so, one last thing to say about that is we have athletes that we're working with in Ireland, but we also have some in Germany, France, and Australia. So it's on a global scale. It's not just the Irish market, and that was one thing that initially I thought it was I was going to be restricted to the Irish market, and we want Nuisen to be a global brand, so this was great to be able to work with athletes outside of our own market, and that's something I don't think we necessarily would have been able to do had it not been for Sports Endorse.
That's really great to know. You've told about how you've actually got these ambassadors in different pockets of Europe. Mm-hmm. And that brings me to the question, is that to do with your aspirations going forward, your you know, expansion plans into these other markets? And also, do tell me about the recent nomination which you've got for your company, if you can also take us through that.
Thank you. First, I'll talk about kind of our aspirations. You mentioned we want to be the number one natural body care brand for sports and active people. That's it. Number one. I'm not settling for anything else. When we get to that level, I mean, it will take some time, but you have to dream big. to be able to achieve these things. And you know, the Irish market has its limitations. There's only so many people here, and Europe is just on our doorstep, so it's natural for us to want to expand into those markets. We're already selling in marketplaces in Germany. We're selling in the UK, so it makes sense for us to want to expand further there. And we're also continuing to grow the product range. So we're developing two new products this year. One is a moisturizer, and the other one is kind of secret, so I won't say just yet. Okay. But it should be an interesting addition to the range. They're kind of our key things, our key focus, right, as the product range grows and the awareness of the brand grows. Our team will grow with that, I should hope. And there's only so much I can do as one individual person. So, I mean, we're a small team, but we kind of rally together. We get everything done. So I'm very lucky with people that I'm working with currently, but it would be nice to grow the team and really expand our, I suppose, our digital presence as well. And our nomination. So we have been nominated in the V Awards 2021 because our range is vegan, and obviously it's natural and it's a sustainable brand as well. That's one thing that I didn't mention is 10% of our profits are donated to sustainable charities and environmentally friendly groups. So that's a big thing, I suppose, for our brand, and something that our founder, Dara, has always felt was really important from a personal level. And that's kind of communicated down to us as well. And throughout the brand, I know I mentioned that the wipes were biodegradable, but there's a lot more to the brand. I mean, we've loads of information on the website. I would encourage anyone who's interested to have a look. And we have a whole section on our sustainability practices and the people that we work with. So because of that, we have gotten this nomination, and we have a little, I'm not sure when we're going to be launching this, but because the voting ends this week, I believe, but we do have a link in our social media. If even on our Instagram, there is a link in the bio to be able to give us your vote. It's under Babe Beauty category. Now we are up against some pretty big brands, some impressive brands, and some brands that I love. So this is hard, but you know, it's fantastic to be even nominated. We were shortlisted for another award for our gift set, the Irish Pharmacy News OTC Awards. So again, it's great to be even considered. I mean, and to be in the same category as these brands is really impressive at this stage. And we're happy with any sort of progress. And thank you for mentioning the awards.
No, it's fantastic to know how, you know, you've got all these new products lined up, but then also for what you've got on the market right now, you know, there's appreciation from the fraternity, and you know, you're getting acknowledgement for that and nomination. So it's very nice to hear that from your brand point. And you know, we are very happy really to partner with a brand who also gets nominated, and you know, because it gives our followers access to new and upcoming cool brands. That's what Nuosin is.
Yeah.
So I think finally, I'd like to ask you about maybe one thing you'd like our listeners to kind of take away from this chat around you know, your company, or maybe your experience with Sport Indoors. Just one thing, really, Maria.
Yeah, one thing I would say maybe to other brands who are thinking about potentially working with Sports Indoors or working with sports people in general is, you know, you're not too small. Don't restrict yourself and say, oh, we need to be this size or at this level to be working with brand ambassadors. You don't. And Sports Indoors will will show you that no matter what size your business is, there is a potential opportunity for collaboration there, and that there are lots of really, really talented, really fantastic sports people that are willing and happy to work with a brand that they could potentially love. And it's just all about getting set up and just, you know, go for it and see what you can get set up. And it may or may not work out, but it's worth looking into. And just, yeah, I would say just don't close yourself off and think that you're too small.
Great. That's fantastic, Maria. So I suppose on that note, I'll bring this week's episode to a close. Maria, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
Me too.
We wish you and Nuhasin the very, very best for your future. And, you know, thanks for really coming on today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That's all for this week, folks. Thanks once again to Maria and to everyone continuing to download and listen to the Sit Down. We truly appreciate your support. It'd be great if you could subscribe to the show in your podcast app. Thanks to our sponsors, Nuhasin. You can find them across social media or nuhasin.com. If you're interested in partnering with any of our sporty talent, you can sign up as a brand on www.platform.sportendorse.com. You can also check out Sport Endorse on social media. And until next time, take good care.